This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. We have some instant feedback fun today as we've got other movie lines. It should be the name of plays for the Detroit Lions. Other movie lines, it should be the name of plays for the Detroit Lions. For instance, Gator, Scott writes in, they should run a play called Smell the Glove.
Love it.
Yep.
A little bit of Spinal Tap.
An unnamed texter, any pass with Dan Skipper in the game should be called Sex Panther because 60% of the time it works every time.
That's right.
From an unnamed texter, the Hail Mary should be called So You're Telling Me There's a Chance.
Here we go.
Just heard Jared Goff say that Shake and Bake is the name of the hook and ladder they played. And of course, Shake and Bake, the line used by Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton Jr. in the movie Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. We are looking for other movie lines that should be the names of plays. 248-539-9797. Send them over via ticket text. We'll read a whole bunch today at 139. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Bob. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Thank you.
Just a point of, you know, useless information. Back in the Cobo Hall days of the Pistons playing, they used to have names like Crash Mengelt and Heat, Instant Heat, George Trapp. And we had a guard, a shooting guard, that would go penetrate to the basket and had quirky moves. His name was Archie Clark, and his nickname was, guess it, Shake and Bake.
Was it? Archie Clark, so huh?
Prior to Talladega Nights.
Yeah, he played one season with the Pistons. His last year in the NBA at the age of 34, he averaged 7.6 points per game. Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
You can get a nickname averaging 8 points a game. That's impressive.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. It says Clark was one of the most effective practitioners of the crossover dribble, which inspired his nickname, Shake and Bake.
Okay, there you go.
And later in life, wow, Wikipedia.
Look at that.
In 1987, Clark unsuccessfully ran for mayor of Ecorse.
Did not know that.
Yep. Huh. Empty the bucket. Dave is in Canton, and he's next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Dave.
Shake and bake. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I wanted to call in. I was just listening earlier to a podcast from New York, the Brandon Tierney Show, and they had that, you know, that the we often hear that lady that are from this sports reporter or announcer from New York that announces that Clemens is in the booth or she's in the booth and he's announced or whatever.
Right.
She gave a big diatribe, probably 30 seconds, honestly, a long time in radio, because I was like, wow, she's really talking about it, about the team that they do not want to play. And it was the Tigers. And originally I was going to call in and say how lucky the Tigers are that the fans aren't brutal on the Tigers, because they probably wouldn't be here at this point. But after hearing that, I was like, wow, we should all get behind the Tigers, because even the fan base that always knows, believes, and thinks they're going to win, they think the Tigers might give them a shot. So I just wanted to share that.
It's crazy. Yeah, we've captured the attention of the country. And if you don't have anybody to root for, we're going to be the type of team that is probably going to get a lot of support, because people just have no reason to dislike the Tigers. No reason.
No, not at all. Not at all. And honestly, like, from a fan standpoint, like, everybody should get behind these guys. Like, looking it up, and I'm not an analytic guy, but I drive to baseball with my son. You know, we drive to sporting events. And I've listened to this whole process of the Tigers, from you guys to Valeni to everybody. It's been a process. Like, we hear, like, if they do this, I'll think about it. If they do that, yep, we'll talk about it. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, I'm actually, like, way into this, and they've done it.
Yes. It's been incredible.
Yeah, despite some people telling you not to be. It's great.
It's been amazing. 248-539-9797. I got a text here. You know, I got relatives in San Diego.
Yes.
Scott, cousin Scott, sends the following. I don't even care about the American League. I've never followed it, and I'm checking every day on the ESPN app for the Tigers score, the Royals score, the Twins score, the Seattle score. This is ridiculous. He doesn't care about the Tigers. He doesn't care about the whole American League.
Right. What he does, Doug, he cares about you.
That's cool, yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Shake and bake. 248-539-9797. Steve in Farmington Hills, you're next here on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great. Steve.
Good. So I'd like to talk to you about the origination of shake and bake and hook and ladder, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. So I actually ran the hook and ladder when I played football at Farmington Hills Harrison in the Pontiac Silverdome at a state championship game.
Wait, hold on. You played in the state championship game?
Yes, sir.
And you were in on the hook and ladder?
Yeah, we ran it, yeah.
Okay, what was your, were you the hook or the ladder? I don't even know what you were.
I was the back. I was the back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so back then the coaches would call it a hook and ladder because the pattern the receiver ran, was a hook route.
Yep.
And as a back, your responsibility from the ladder was to climb the ladder up the field and time it up so that you were right in pitching distance from the receiver when he ran the hook route. And that's why they would call that back in the day. That was back in 82. And the shake and bake came from a fried chicken dish, so to speak, where you...
Yeah, yeah. I heard fried chicken. Seriously, we need to go to the origins of shake and bake?
Yes, it was a product available at A&P.
Great Scott. Use your S&H green stamps and buy.
So the list that we can't find, a list of things that Gator strongly dislikes. Let me give you a history lesson. We're getting a lot of that. You going to be okay?
No.
I didn't see him going down the shake and bake route when this call started.
Okay, you wanted to go the hook. He's going to explain hook and ladder. Okay. Hook and ladder, hook and lateral. Well, it can be called either, but it's why they call it lateral, because, you know, you do the hook pattern, you get lateral.
We call it shake and bake.
And then shake and bake.
Yeah. So shake and bake, first of all, do you think... By the way,
shake and bake is a great technique to make chicken.
Yes.
Put your chicken in a bag, throw the spices on top of it, and then shake it up so it gets coated evenly.
Do you think on Monday Night Football this week they'll reference the hook and ladder they ran is called shake and bake?
No.
You don't?
Do I think they're going to mention the upcoming broadcast, the Lions Seahawks? No.
No, you don't?
No, okay. I don't, I mean, unless...
Okay, well, conversely, along those lines, do you think they'll talk about us at all?
No.
No. All right.
Who does Monday Night Football? It's not Tirico.
No, Tirico does Sunday nights. Monday Night Football.
We had a chance. It was Tirico.
Is it Al Michaels? Or Al Michaels does Prime now, right? With Herb Street. It's not Joe Buck.
It is Joe Buck.
Is it Joe Buck and Aikman?
Yeah.
They're doing Monday Night Football.
We got no shot.
Yeah. Why?
Well, first of all, those guys are nothing but fun. And... No, we had no shot. The only chance we had was it was Tirico. Because there's that chance that Mike Tirico might be driving around and listening to the show.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. But I'm guessing that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they're probably not tuning in to our show to hear the great nugget of information we got from Jared Goff.
I don't think it's because they're going to be listening. I think this will producers do research, ends up in their bucket, and if it ever comes, if the reason presents itself, or the Lions might run a play called Smell the Glove, and maybe they'll reference that. Oh, they just ran Smell the Glove.
The only way it gets mentioned is if it gets viral on social media, which we've got some great little snippets on TikTok that we put up there on Instagram as well. And so maybe that'll be clipped into one thing, the Jared Goff interview. I know sometimes a Jared Goff interview gets clipped and
yeah,
put on
sure.
that.
Let me be clear here. It's because of the popularity of the Lions and because of the movie Talladega Nights. I think that.
And in a larger extent, us. Much larger extent.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1 The Ticket.